I think every year I've been here, for the most part. Except maybe a couple of years. We've always been in, at some point in the season, we've been in a two-game losing streak, three-game losing streak, and all those questions start to come up, is this, is it that, and the message is always the same. You know, we stick to what we're doing, start to play good football, string some wins together, and see where we are at the end.
What's the difference with Brett versus Aaron? Do they change anything? Like, is it drastically different? Do they still try to run some of the same concepts?
They still try to run some of the same concepts. Obviously, Aaron is a, you know, Hall of Fame type quarterback, and you know, he can do some things differently. I mean, both of them are mobile. Both of them can run. Huntley probably looks to run it more than Aaron. Aaron doesn't like to run. He likes to just move around and throw it. Yeah, they're gonna run the same things and run their concepts. And you know, they've had a whole bye week, so I'm pretty sure they've put some things in that maybe he's more comfortable doing. So we'll see.
The turnovers, obviously you had one the last game, but you guys were, you know, collecting them at such a record pace, such a fast clip. It kind of seems like it's dropped off a little bit. You just feel like that's just kind of the vagaries of football. They'll come when they come, as long as you're in position.
Yeah, I mean, it's football, you know, and it's hard to put any kind of whatever on it, because sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't, you know, and it's a lot that goes into it. It's not just, you know, you just going out there and they just giving the ball away. Obviously, they want to protect the ball at all costs, so they're not just giving it to you. That's why it's called a forced turnover. You know, you got to force them into it. You know, you got to force the quarterback into bad throws by either disguising, getting good pass rush, having good coverage. You got to force the running backs and receivers into fumbling by hitting them, scripting the ball, all those things. So it's a lot that go into it. And like I said, some games you get them and you get them at a high clip, and some games you don't.
And you're comfortable that you guys are still doing the same things you used to do, being in position and everything, and to get those turnovers, which is not coming necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Ebron said after the game on Sunday that he felt the offense was not matching the intensity of the defense. Do you believe that your defense is, you know, setting a good standard in that way, and you guys are, you know, always showing intensity? And I mean, it's a high compliment actually from the other side of the ball.
I mean, we just go out and try to play football. You know, I mean, it's hard to play defense without being intense. I mean, you have to have a certain intensity. You're trying to stop another team that's trying to score on you. So you have to play with energy and effort and high intensity. And so that's just all we try to do. We don't, you know, you have to play hard if you're gonna win.
Is there a key to that? I mean, there has to be. There's some leadership or whatever that creates that.
Oh, I was trying to see how much energy you got.
I mean, that's just what we do. I mean, it's what we do, who we are, and you know, everybody just understands and knows that if you're gonna play defense for us, you gotta play at a high level.
Clover, describe the urgency this week.
Oh, division game. That's a high urgency. You know, we've lost three in a row. Mm-hmm. We got a division game, Green Bay on the road. We got to go get a win.
No, y'all don't look past the game of the week, right? But you have three division games in the next four games. After this one, it's Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota. Put the urgency onto that.
I mean, we got, what, 9 games left in the season? We've only played one division game. So, I mean, we got 5 out of our last 9 are division games. So, I mean, we see that as a great opportunity. You know, I mean, we can kind of – I mean, the team that's leading Minnesota, we've already beat them once. We're going to get to play them again at some point. Green Bay, we get 2 times to play against those guys. And then even Chicago. So, obviously, we don't want to be 3.5 games or however many games we are behind, but we got 9 games left to play, and if we still feel like, you know, we've only lost 4 games. You know, if we go out and take care of our business, we end up right where we want to be.
Does that make this must win?
No. It's never a must win until you eliminate it when you lose. As long as you still got a chance, it's not a must win. You want to win. You need to win. But until you're officially eliminated, it's not a must win.
Do you think there's a mystique to Lambeau?
Mystique? What do you mean?
Something special about it that makes it special to play there, harder to play there? I know you guys have won there, obviously.
When you say special to play there, I think for me, when I think about growing up as a kid and seeing all the games and knowing the history of Lambeau Field, that made it fun for me. I remember my first time going there. I wanted to play because I was like, man, this is Lambeau Field, and I kind of want to go there and play in the cold. I was glad when we played there in 2015 or whatever it was. Might have been 14, the last game of the season.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, if I got to play a cold game, at least let me get it in Green Bay so I can at least tell my kids, like, yeah, I had one of those cold games in Green Bay. Like, nobody cares about a cold game in some of these other cities,
You may be the only person who's ever asked for a cold game in Green Bay and look forward to it.
I always tell myself I can take at least one cold game a year, at least one.
It just feels like football, right? It just feels like the NFL.
No. Cold weather does not feel like football.
No, in Lambeau. Cold weather in Lambeau.
Well, like I said, that's the image that I have in my head from a kid, is being cold at Lambeau Field. So, yes, it would be weird for me to go to Lambeau Field week one and it's like 85, 90 degrees. I'd be like, wow, this is not right. So going right now should be cold enough, not too cold on Sunday. But, yeah.
Is the rushing attack something you need to focus on Sunday with Rodgers out and Aaron Jones kind of coming into his own in that backfield?
We always have to worry about the rushing attack, but Aaron Jones is running the ball extremely well. When you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers that's been doing it for so long, a lot of times you put a lot of pressure on him to carry it. When you get a younger quarterback that hasn't been doing it as long, sometimes you lean on your running game and your defense and not try to put the whole shoulder load on him. So, you look at the Saints game, they came out in the first possession and ran right down the throat and scored a touchdown on them. So you got to think that they're going to try to run the ball, get him going so that, like I said, the whole load and pressure is not on Huntley to win the game for him.